What's it like to be a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Surreal. I mean, to be out here for the first time and kind of see what the city's all about and what the people are about, man, it's crazy, especially, you know, growing up a fan, so.
Wait, first of all, we got to say hello and welcome everybody to the Draft Special. Special episode of Not Just Football here at Acrisure. I want to say thank you to the Steelers and thank you to our guests that are coming through. Thank you to Hayden for showing up. Thank you to all you Oh, something in my ear. You guys didn't hear that. But, you know, we're excited to be here. It's going to be a great show, great time. But what do you guys think about the draft so far?
What do you think about the draft so far?
Man, a lot of offensive pieces, right? I like defense, first of all, so I'm a little bit biased. But first of all, our first round pick, I think, is going to be a monster. I'm going to beat up on him a little bit, but, you know, our second round pick is a monster. Our third round pick, I'm not a big guy who likes to talk about Michigan people, so.
Go blue, baby. Go blue. Go blue. Thank you. Wow. No, no OH. No OH.
No OH. There we go. There we go. We're out in the stands. But no, I'm excited about that. And then our fourth round pick, or our other third round pick, Peyton Wilson. Everybody was saying he was the best linebacker in the draft, so I'm excited about that as well. So overall, I think it's a great draft. We got some more spots today that we'll talk about, but looking forward to it.
How nervous were you announcing that pick?
Ooh, how nervous was I? I was. I did look good. That was. I did look good. I made sure that was the only thing I could do. But there was like 400. It felt like there was 400,000 people there, and it went all the way back. You couldn't even see the end. And every player that was in the back room when we were in the green room was all nervous because they were getting drafted. But we weren't nervous in that regard. So we got to see these guys, their dreams fulfilled. But to go out there, it was special. And when I saw everybody, I was like, I'm not looking out in the crowd anymore. I'm going to look at my card and I'm going to keep it moving so I don't mess this up. But it was fun. And, you know, it got to make up for the time I got drafted because I didn't even go to the draft. I was like, you know, I don't want to be the Brady Quinn of it all. I want to be the guy in the green room who doesn't get drafted that is struggling through the entire thing. So I got to make up for that moment in my head. And, you know, it was kind of fun.
I think that aspect is interesting, though. We got to see firsthand that these guys are still going in the first round, but then you see, man, they're waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's like, man, you feel so bad for them, but they're still going to be first-round draft picks. Yeah. So it was hard to watch, but it was also an exciting place to be.
Yeah, very cool. You know, just seeing these guys and their dreams really just prosper and show and fulfilled, it's special. You know, it's not like anything else in our game. It's the start of something special, but it's not the end of it. And so, you know, as much as the families get excited, as much as the players get excited, it's like, all right, you check it off the box, now you got to get to work. And we'll talk more about that later when we got our rookies up here, which is going to be really fun. You know, these guys, this is like their first opportunity to get to know some of the Steeler fans, so make sure you're loud, make sure you're proud, make sure you have a lot of fun with them, ask a lot of questions, but looking forward to it. Oh, thank you.
I do want to ask, do you think you pronounced his name correctly?
I hope so.
I was nervous when you got that one.
We can ask him that because I thought it did a good job. I only saw it like twice before, and I was like, this is my one and only opportunity to get this right. If I don't get this right, he is going to be mad at me the entire camp. And he'll probably be mad at me the entire camp because I'm doing other stuff and, you know, getting after him during practice. But, you know, I'm glad that we're off to a good start.
What was your experience like all day waiting around to get picked when you finally got picked in 2011?
Oh, in 2011, when I got picked a long time ago, we were sponsored by Reebok at the time, so the jerseys looked completely different. But what I did to relieve stress, I took a couple of my buddies, took my agent. We went to a local Lifetime Fitness or Planet Fitness, and we played basketball. My agent was nervous the entire time because I took it way too seriously. You know, jumping, trying to dunk on people, not a good thing to try to do before you get drafted. But, you know, the process was unbelievable. You know, you watch your guys you train with all off season, getting ready for these moments, go off the board, and all you're thinking about, you know, when's my name going to be called? And so once guys got taken off, you're like, is my name next? And you know, it's a process. You know, you start to do the numbers in your head, and you're like, you know, I even watched Connor do this because, you know, he's looking at guys who he went against in the combine or, you know, trained with. He was like, I'm better than that dude. I should be drafted before him. And so you just start to stack yourself up against that. And so for me, I knew wherever I get drafted, I got to do the work first and then get a chance to compete and then let my work speak for itself. And that's just been, you know, my thinking through it all. And I think for any draft pick, you got to be able to do that too.
Well, so you almost got arrested because you almost fought somebody at that Lifetime.
I didn't fight anybody.
Yes, you did.
Bro.
You were trying to fight somebody.
No, I wasn't.
You took it too serious, and that's the truth. Absolutely the truth. Take us through what the next 24 to 48 hours were like after you got picked.
Okay. The one thing I noticed, I was coming back from Detroit. Troy Fontanu was coming in through a connecting flight in Detroit. We were on the same flight. He was in first class. I was in first class now. When I got drafted, I was not in first class. So things have changed for the better. And you watch these other guys, they get on private jets. That's not happening in Pittsburgh. We don't do that here. But, you know, it's a whirlwind. You know, you're coming in, meeting Coach Tomlin, Mr. Rooney, your position coaches, the coordinators. You're stopping at Permane's Brothers, get a sandwich, you know. Sandwich. Thank you for getting me right and getting my Pittsburghese right. But it's a whirlwind. You know, you're meeting the community relations person. You're running around. So you really don't get the chance to embrace the city. But now you go straight from that into rookie minicamp. And so it's just it's a process. You get going and, you know, it's like you see your family right when you get drafted and it's like you don't see them for a couple months. So it's something you look forward to and getting to work with. But I don't think a rookie really gets his feet, you know, back on the ground till the season because it's a monster.
Okay. Well, are you ready to bring out a guest?
Well, it's not about if I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Oh, good question.
Okay. Well, with our first guest, we would like to welcome the smallest guy on our team.
That's not a very nice description. Plays bigger than that.
He's our Mighty Mouse. He's our Mighty Mouse. But he does an amazing job. Our running back, Jaylen Warren. Come on over. We don't bite.
How y'all doing? Second smallest.
Oh.
Wait, who's the first smallest?
Calvin.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Calvin.
You think Calvin's smaller than you?
Yeah, he is.
I don't.
Size doesn't matter. Let's just put that out there. Size doesn't matter.
Okay, this isn't a dating show. You don't have to go into that. Relax. All right. How's the off-season been so far?
It's been good, you know, a lot of rest, a lot of recovery. It's been good. It was long but fast.
Very cool. Very cool. What's it like being with Najee? You two, two-headed monster. What's it like, you know, you guys having a chance to take advantage of a defense besides ours?
You know, it helps us, you know, going against y'all every day, feeding off each other, you know, just making sure, like I learn from him every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but he's showing me a lot coming into the league and, you know, I appreciate him for that. And I'm just going off, you know, based off what he's like taught me. And I say he's done a good job at that.
I want to talk about, you know, the process. I mentioned it a little bit, but from pro day to combine to not getting drafted, becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler, how was that like?
I mean, it was probably one of the most stressful times of my life, but you know, I'm glad it happened the way it did. Going into the draft, I didn't plan on getting drafted. All I knew, or you know, all I wanted was a shot, and as long as I got a shot, I knew I would take, you know, advantage of it.
Minicamp, rookie minicamp. That moment when you got to the Pittsburgh Steelers, how was it when you first got in? Did you feel like you had something to prove? Did you do anything special? Like, how did you go into that moment thinking, all right, I got to take advantage of this opportunity?
Just making sure I, you know, made myself indispensable, doing whatever it took to separate myself from others in the room. You know, if you're in the league, everybody's good. It's that extra, what are you doing? What are you willing to do extra that's going to separate yourself from the others?
What's your biggest difference from year one to two?
Year one to two? I say I got more comfortable with the game, kind of start, you know, I started understanding it more. I had more knowledge about it. And I think with that, I was able to play faster.
What are your thoughts about one of the free agents we got, Patrick Queen, a Baltimore Raven? Boo. Come on, guys.
You got to do it because Haloniana had his kid saying Steelers suck at the draft.
Yeah.
So you got to say Ravens suck.
Yeah, Ravens suck. Yeah. We know that, right?
Ravens suck.
Okay. But how did you feel about bringing a guy from the dark side over to the good side?
I thought it was cool. At first, you know, there's always tension side to that side. But, you know, he's one of ours now. You know, he's part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it's, you know, it's time to, you know, bring him in and show him love.
Did you get into it at all with him during the times you played him?
Yeah. Yeah. And during the game, I don't initiate the talking. I just play. But once they start doing, when they start it, then I kind of egg it on. Okay, it's that time. I talk with my play. I don't really.
Oh. So is that
not saying a lot, but I don't really verbally talk.
What did he say to you?
There was one time I was like a lead blocker. This was my rookie year. I was a lead blocker, and I tried to like come back and like crack him, but he had hit me and I flew. And I thought he like really smacked me, but on film, somebody was behind me and I just fell over him. Well, I was like, you got that? And he was just saying, yeah, that's not gonna work with me. And then so from then on, it was just like little chatter, you know, type of game is gonna be.
So is that about to take place during training camp?
100%. Yeah, if you're a competitor, it just comes out, you know?
So each year you've doubled your yards. So can we expect 1,400 yards next year with the new offensive line addition?
Yeah. And that's all up to my offensive line, man. Hey, it's all up to them.
I dig it. What opponent besides Patrick Queen gave you your, you know, welcome to the NFL moment?
Like last year or any?
Or, you know, rookie year.
Rookie year, actually the first preseason game. I caught, like, we were playing the Seahawks. I don't know who it was, but I caught a check down, like a check down over the ball. And I broke a tackle, and I was, like, running, and then he smacked my shoulder. On film, I still fall forward, but I'm like, dang, what the heck just hit me? And then I get up, and there was a safety. I don't know what his name was, but I'm like, that's how they're hitting in the league? So I knew I had to, you know, get used to that.
I hate to bring this up.
Yeah, this is
so. Yeah, this is a very touchy subject. You were the second most fined player last year. Over $97,000. I agree with
me
that.
Me too.
Right.
Hey, I second that.
So we're gonna start a GoFundMe account for Jalen Warren to handle these fines, right? But take us back to what your thoughts, and I know it's touchy, but how are you handling, you know, with these fines and how it's you know, dictating how you play?
So I think it was the second fine was right before the Browns game, because I remember the Browns game, I had caught a pass and there were no blockers and it was just three guys and I kind of tried to like keep my head out of it and I felt like I didn't have power. I went back to the sideline, I was like, told Naj, did it look like I hit my head? And he was like, don't even think about it, like just play, like let all that work out for itself. And I was like, okay, yeah. But so I tried to not let it, you know, tweak my game that much. But damn, that's a lot of money. So I wonder, like, yeah. See, they're lucky I love football because, like, I'm willing to play football, like, right. without worrying about the money.
Right.
You know?
I think they
but,
missed the call, Jay. I don't even think they called a penalty on that.
They
play.
Did not. They did not. He was fine.
Yeah, they didn't call a penalty on either of them, but
right.
the second one got rescinded. The first one took place. I just got done paying that off. It came out of my check. Check. But
I bring this up. Not to make fun of you, because I think there's a lot of inconsistencies in our game. And, you know, you're a young player. He's trying to establish himself. He's trying to get used to the city. He's trying to get used to, you know, making money. But he's an undrafted player. And we find some of these players that shouldn't be fined like that. There should be education behind it, rather than finding a guy and then, you know, half your game check's gone. I just think it's a load of crap. And for you, I know how good you are as a kid. I know how much it means to you to do things right on and off the field. I just think it's dumb. And, you know, I look forward to finding ways for this dude to get money back in his pocket. If you guys have any sponsorships, find my guy. We got to continue to keep blowing.
Yeah, let me
name.
Know, please. Let me
know. Why don't you help him out? You've signed a few contracts.
He's on Not Just Football. This is my PSA to get Jalen Warren some money in his pocket. And make sure he's not getting fined anymore. So, you know, Roger Goodell, if you see this, make sure you take care of my guy. He is doing an amazing job, and he's helping out our podcast. So make sure we don't get this guy fined anymore.
Yeah. So we're talking about fines and potential fines, Jalen. Where do you stand on the new hip drop tackle rule and the kickoff rules?
Ooh. Both those rules?
Hip drop. Let's go hip drop, because that's probably going to affect you the most.
Hip drop, as a running back, I love it because, you know, I don't like those kind of tackles.
That's crazy.
But from their point of view, I don't. I think it's another way of making the game, allowing the game to be softer. I don't know. I feel like football has gotten softer, in my personal opinion.
It's the right opinion. I agree.
But they're protecting you guys.
Yeah, they're protecting us 100%. So. But if I'm running and he's, like, got an awkward angle on me, how else, you know, how is he supposed to tackle me?
Or you're just going to stiff arm somebody into the ground. And so, yeah, you know.
It's a plus for us, 100%. But when I'm not on the field and they're on the field and I'm watching the opponent run to a touchdown and they can't tackle them because they can't do that certain tackle, it sucks for both parties. So
you safe to say you don't like the new hip drop?
I don't like it because I feel like how am I supposed to get a guy down that is either running through me or running around me? I got to do whatever I can to get on the ground. I understand, like, horse tackling, yes. And I understand the swing of the leg where, you know, you look at the Le'Veon Bell versus Vontaze Burfict where he dragged him out of bounds. I get that. But I worry that there's not enough information to make sure it's clear enough that anything could be a hip drop tackle. And more times than not, a ref's going to throw the flag and it's going to give them a new set of downs. It's going to extend the series. And most of the time when it happens, it ends in a touchdown. So it's going to be tough for defenders to get used to that.
Well, and they can't officiate roughing the passer. So what makes you think they're going to be able to officiate the hip drop, right?
No comment.
You agree on that. Do you think the kickoff rules will make you want to maybe kick return this year at all?
The fans. Nah.
They don't trust your kickoff return?
I guess not. Dang. No, we want to win. No, don't go back there. I would. I think it's pretty cool. As soon as you touch the ball, that's when everything, you know, starts to happen. But our offense or our special teams coordinator was talking about Justin Fields being back there.
Hold on.
Whoa, you breaking news already?
We looked at him like, Justin Fields about to be that back there? And, you know, I think it's cool.
Okay, so you brought up Justin Fields, and we've talked about new signings. What's it like having Russ and Justin in the facility right now?
It's good.
Yeah. you were about to break something right there.
Yeah, no, I wanted to think about my answer. It's a night and day difference, I would say, with, like, their leadership, they bring a lot. You know, they help out. They tell us how to run the route, and they're really on it when you don't run it the certain way. Mm-hmm. They're big on details, just, you know, kind of what we preach, and, you know, it helps a lot.
Have you seen anything different with Arthur Smith as a new OC?
Yeah, I'd say his biggest difference is he's very interactive in the meetings. Like, you want to pay attention because he's going to call you out if, you know, you're not paying attention.
Good.
It's happened a couple times, so I think his approach to being the OC is really good. Mm.
Did that make you go watch a bunch of Tennessee Titans film after he became on, or even Falcons film after Arthur Smith became the OC?
Yeah, seeing like how he runs the run game, especially after learning the playbook. Yeah.
What's the difference in our offense philosophy from last year to this year?
He wants speed off the ball, you know, break the huddle. He wants to run to the ball instead of kind of like, you know, lollygagging and getting to it. And he wants like intensity. Mm. So, and I really like that. I love that, actually.
There you go.
You know.
See the smile on his face?
Yeah.
I'm on that train with him, so.
Okay. before we bring out any of your new teammates, what were your thoughts about them?
Our drafts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
You know, they had his highlights up there after they drafted him. And I'm sitting there with my boys. It's like pick 19. They made a joke like, hey, who's a Trey Benson? Like, they just drafted Trey Benson. Because I was a bit behind. I'm like, that's a running back. They just drafted a running back. And they were messing around. But, yeah, when I saw we drafted him, I was like, hey, another Polynesian. I like him. And he plays aggressive. And
yeah.
I like that aggressiveness that he brings. And I'm excited to work with him.
That's cool. Who's the fastest on the team now? Because I heard Justin's pretty fast. You got Calvin Austin. You got you.
Roman Wilson, the new guy's pretty fast, too.
Roman Wilson. Yeah. Who's the new fastest on the team?
Oh, man. Justin Fields is pretty fast.
Yeah.
Fastest on the team. It got to be Justin or Calvin.
Justin Fields, really?
Justin's fast.
Is he?
Yeah.
Man. Well, he's returning kicks, it sounds like, too. So.
Hey, he's a do-it-all athlete.
Two more questions before we bring the rookies out. Expectations for next year?
Super Bowl.
There you go.
Good answer.
Super Bowl.
Didn't even go personal. He just went straight team.
I love it. I love it.
Get the seventh one.
What about individual expectations for yourself?
Just be the best teammate I can be. I don't really, you know, I don't want to set – like a bar where I'm aiming for 1,000 yards. I'd rather get 800 yards and help the team win than get 1,000 and have an average year.
Good answer.
I want a Super Bowl, you know?
There we go. All right, advice for these rookies going forward.
I would say just, you know, don't give up, and keep your family close. You're going to have those days where it ain't going to go your way, those bad practices. Don't let it discourage you. And just keep going. Make sure you're well-conditioned because they're going to test you. And just listen and learn from the vets.
We got Zach and Jalen right here. How about that? Give a round of applause one more time for these guys. Zach, how you feeling?
I'm excited. I'm ready to get to work.
Oh, there you go. We got any West Virginia fans out here?
Yeah!
Okay.
There we go.
So, Zach, first question. What does it mean to be a Pittsburgh Steeler?
It means the world to me. I mean, I grew up an hour and a half down the road. I got in my truck today, drove up the road, came through the tunnel. I mean, it's special. It's special.
That's awesome. Yeah. Give it up for that.
I got something I want to ask Cam.
Yeah.
I saw a highlight where you broke your leg on a play and crawled off the field so the team did not waste a timeout. That is psychotic. Please. He threw that, and what exactly was going on then?
Yeah, it was a two-minute situation. We were down at the end of the game, didn't have any timeouts. It was the first play of the drive. It was a tunnel screen to the left. I kind of released out the D-tackle, kind of retraced. I grabbed the receiver, and the D-tackle was behind me. I actually got hip-drop tackled right on the side of my leg.
Oh, there we go with the hip-drop tackles.
Yeah. You know where he stands on him.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. Yeah, I didn't even have the ball, but I just knew I had to get off the field, so I just kind of hopped off the field.
That's insane.
Jalen, offensive advice for our new rookie. Besides the rookie show.
Just, you know, you here because you nasty and, you know, you can play, so just keep that up.
Jalen's like, you better block for me. You better block for me.
I ain't gonna say that.
I dig it. So, Zach, I know it's been a crazy couple hours. Did you expect to be a Pittsburgh Steeler?
I knew it was a possibility. You know, when the pick kept getting closer and closer, you know, I was just hoping it came true, and it did.
There you go. Who's reached out so far?
As far as
players.
Oh, I think you're the first text I got. Yeah.
There we go.
That's why he asked that, by the way.
Yeah. No, I didn't ask for me.
Absolutely. That's why you asked it.
No, my phone's gone crazy. I think I have 600 text messages. I haven't got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot of people are excited.
Anybody is a Pittsburgh fan?
What's that?
Are they all Pittsburgh fans?
Most of them, yeah.
All right. How do you feel about, you know, the West Virginia and, you know, the Pittsburgh rivalry, right?
Yeah.
Do you think all Steeler fans are excited about that, even though you're walking into enemy territory?
Yeah, so it's funny. Everyone from West Virginia hates Pitt, but they love the Steelers. It's so weird. They hate Pitt, but they love the Steelers. So.
Along those lines, are you ready to sing Country Roads one more time?
Yeah.
You want to do it right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go, Zach.
Come on. Go ahead.
Country Roads. Take me home to the place where I belong. West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
Take me home. Country Roads.
There we go. So I look at your offensive line. It's you, Troy Fontano, Isaac Ciamalo, James Daniels, Broderick Jones. It's a bunch of nasty dudes. And, you know, I know Coach Pat is going to go to work and, you know, he's going to challenge you guys. Have you thought about what it's going to look like with you guys?
Yeah, I can't wait to get to work with those guys. I feel like we have a young core group of guys, and you know, I'm excited to grow over the next couple years and really build that chemistry together.
Yeah.
I feel like offensive linemen, or as playing an offensive lineman, it's important to have chemistry with the guys next to you, know what each other are thinking, and just really build that chemistry together.
Real quick, Zach, and don't say one answer because Jalen's here. Run blocking or pass blocking? What do you prefer?
Run blocking.
Run blocking?
Yeah, no doubt.
If George was here, if Dickens was here, he'd be saying pass blocking.
I'd still say run blocking.
Keep that.
Yeah.
Okay, you calm down over there. Calm down. I want to see the pass blocking too. I want to talk about in high school. I keep seeing that you were a wrestling, you know, monster. 51 seconds was the average? Is that true?
No, just one tournament I had. That was my longest match.
That was your longest match?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Quick thoughts for you. How do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Mason and I actually trained together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, down in Dallas.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm excited. He's a freak.
Okay.
Yeah, he's athletic. I'm excited for him.
Cool. Jalen, any thoughts?
I'm excited, you know. More death on the line.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you guys for coming out. Let's give a round of applause for them. You guys survived the first day yet? What's it like to be a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Me?
Both of you.
Let me figure out this mic thing first before I... it's surreal. I mean, to be out here for the first time and... kind of see what the city's all about and what the people are about, man. It's crazy for me, especially, you know, growing up a fan, so.
Yeah, likewise. I mean, just growing up watching the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, Bill Cowher was a coach that played at NC State for so long, you know, just growing up watching the Steelers defense. I can't wait to be a part of this brand and, you know, this city.
I love it.
What's it like growing up being a Troy Polamalu fan and then getting drafted to the same team that he was so good for?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the whole fan thing started. You know, watching my first football game, and I'm like, oh, who's this guy? You know, he's got the same name as me. I'm like, oh, he's the coolest guy ever. And then from then on, it kind of just grew to love, you know, the game, how they played it in the organization. And then, you know, like later on in my career, like especially towards college, people were telling me you couldn't be a fan because you never know where you're gonna go. But I mean, here I am, so I'm super excited to be here.
There we go. Okay, so I had the pleasure of announcing your pick. Did I get the name right?
You did. Yeah, I've heard everything. Don't worry about it.
What's been the worst pronunciation of your name?
They like switch the letters, the N and the T, Fanatu. I'm like, you can't just read. Like, I've heard it all my whole life. So.
Say it right for all of our listeners so they can get it right.
So it's Fautanu.
Fautanu. There we go.
Yeah.
I got a chance to see you in you know, when you were at UW and playing in the college playoffs. I loved your energy. Can you go through what you bring to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, for me, as an offensive lineman, like, I think the biggest thing is just your mentality, just the way you play football. Like, you got to be able to show up every single down because I got to go against guys like you, you know what I mean? And the time you take a playoff, you're done, you know what I mean? You're getting shown on the TV. Your face is getting zoomed in on. But, man, I feel like just the mentality, the way I play football, man, I just want to be able to go out there and hit somebody in the mouth and to be completely simple. Like, it's the way you're supposed to play football. And that's how I was raised. That's how my coaches coached me to play. And I think that's the biggest thing for sure. So,
Peyton, with you, me and Hayden were watching it last night. And, man, everybody liked to talk about the intro stuff. I don't really care for that. But what I loved was seeing how you ran to the ball. Mm-hmm. To play on our defense, you got to run to the ball. And it's not a jog. It's not, you know, a meander. It's sprinting to the ball, a sense of urgency. What's going through your mind when the ball's in play?
I mean, I've kind of said this my whole life. If there's 75 plays, I'm just the kind of person that wants to make 75 plays. You know, I want to make 75 tackles, whatever it is. That's just how I played. Grew up in a very blue-collared area, just, you know, grew up wrestling. So just that mentality's kind of been instilled to me my whole life. Like, I don't know, when I'm out there and someone's got the ball in their hands, I want to hit them so bad. And I just want to, I mean, I want to be the first person there every single time. And, you know, like you said, I have been through some injuries, but at the end of the day, it's really taught me not to take this game for granted, which I think a lot of people do. Like, every snap, you never know when it can be your last, and that's how I play, and that's how I'm going to continue to play.
I love that.
I'll tell you, don't worry about not having an ACL. Hines Ward and Greg Lloyd both played for this organization without an ACL, and they were both great. So the way you run, I don't want an ACL if I could run like that. Very impressive.
I do want to bring up, you brought up the wrestling background. We just talked to Zach about his background with wrestling. Who's winning in a match?
I mean...
Instigate.
I'm not going to sit here and say him. You know what I mean? Nah, I mean, he's up in West Virginia. I mean, I won a state championship in North Carolina. West Virginia is a little better style of wrestling. It's a little more competitive, but I don't know. I'd like to say I give him a run for his money for sure.
There you go. There you go. Speak through the draft process for both of you guys.
You want to take it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was definitely a process. You guys would definitely get to know me throughout it, but I'm not the flashiest guy in the world. Like, I just love ball, and that's kind of who I am. Like, I don't know. I just want to get to rookie minicamp and play ball. Like, I told everyone it was a childhood dream to go to the combine, to meet all these coaches. But at the end of the day, like, I can't wait for rookie minicamp and to get back to playing ball.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally backpack off that, man. At the end of the day, what matters is football, and I'm ready to play it. And, you know, this process has been very long, and it's been tedious, and having to talk to a whole bunch of people. But at the end of the day, finally, you know, we finally have the team that we're going to, so we get to focus on what's really important, and that's contributing. So,
what's been the craziest draft question that you've been asked during the process?
Both personally. Of you? I haven't had too many crazy. they took it easy on me at the combine. I mean, yeah, I honestly can't think of right now, at least.
Yeah, I'm right there with him. I've heard some crazy stories about some crazy questions, but I don't know if I come across as some serious guy that they don't want to ask those to or something, which I'm as cool as it gets, but nah, I never got any of those crazy questions, mostly just ball.
Yeah. Is there a player you're excited to play with on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I mean, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. I mean, that whole O-line room, too. I get to learn from guys like that. And, basically everyone on the team. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know, I'm ready to soak up as much knowledge as I can and learn from all you guys that have been around the game for a while.
That's awesome.
So,
I mean, the whole daggum defense. I mean, a bunch of superstars over there, really, with you, TJ Watt. I mean, everybody over there. I mean, Patrick Queen, who just got here. I literally just can't wait to, like he said, I can't wait to get around the vets and just literally just soak up all the knowledge and try to become the best player I possibly can.
Peyton, are you ready to go back up Cam when he inevitably starts getting shoved around by Zach and Troy in practice this training camp?
Who said I'm getting shoved around?
You're the fighter. He's going to fight. So I'm just warning you now. That's what he is. So you got to back him up, all right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna love this guy to death right here, but when it comes to my boys on defense, I mean, when it's go time, it's go time.
Yeah, just know that O-line room, there's five of us. So.
Yeah. And there's 11 guys on defense who like to fight, so.
We'll see.
We'll jump five guys, yeah. How about that?
I'll take my five.
That sounds nice. All right. As we, you know, go through the draft, what was that moment like with your families? You know, it seemed like there was a lot of emotion for both of you guys.
I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. Being able to share that moment with all my family, you know, setting up the party, and it's supposed to start small.
Right.
You know, it's always start small, and then it turns from 50, and then all of a sudden 100 people show up at the party, and I'm like, it only made it better, man, and be able to share that moment with my grandmothers was something that I really was looking forward to, and I did, and to just be able to have everyone there and, you know, kind of show love back to the people that showed me love from day one was always something special, so.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah, I mean, very similar to what he said. I mean, I didn't have a ton of people there. I'm super simple. It was just my mom, my dad, my girlfriend. You know, that's who I love most in this world, and that's who I wanted to spend that moment with. So just, I mean, seeing the emotion on my parents' face, just seeing how proud they were of me, I mean, it meant everything to me. I mean, just making my parents happy is, you know, all I really cared about in that moment. Mm.
So you chose 76, right? That's going to be your new number, right? What about you?
I think I'm going to be wearing 41 for a little bit.
Ooh, Spillane. I like it.
That's a Spillane.
There we go. Is there anybody in the league you guys model your game after?
Personally, I would say the left tackle from the Chargers, Rashawn Slater. I watch a lot of his game. Penei Sewell is another Polynesian guy that's, you know, killing it in the league right now. But I would say the person that I watch the most is Christian Darrisaw from the Vikings.
Ooh.
So he's
all dogs.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, I grew up watching Luke Kuechly. That's kind of, you know, who I've really modeled my whole game after my whole life, just, you know, his football IQ and the way he played. But, you know, recently it's kind of funny, I've been studying a lot of Patrick Queen, even this past season when he was with the Ravens. And then
he's a Steeler now.
And then
I know he's a Steeler now.
But Logan Wilson, who I think is a great player, learned a lot from him with his zone coverage. Just trying to take bits and pieces of people's game just to help elevate mine.
I hate to bring this up because I don't like talking Michigan. I went to Ohio State. Roman Wilson, we just drafted him. He beat you guys in the Natty. Have you guys talked yet?
We have not. No, I texted him. But no, I've not talked to him.
You going
to
beat him up?
Nah.
All right, this question is for Troy. You say you play with a violent mindset. How do you turn that on before a game?
For me, I don't do anything special before the games. Like, I don't have like a pregame ritual or anything like that. I usually listen to like R&B music, which is kind of weird to people because I don't like to get hyped before game. I like to calm myself down before games.
Okay.
Which helps me go out there and play, you know, at the level that I want to play at. So
you're going to be oddly surprised when you get in our locker room. There's no R&B playing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's everywhere. Yeah, no one wants to listen to R&B before the game.
You got Mike T. There's one song he loves to have play. It's by Drake and 21 Savage, Knife Talk. He loves that song. And he's like, gang stuff. That's all I'm talking. But TJ, he loves every rap song that's from the 2000s. You know, it sounds like he was listening to a CD player before. And so the music is just like, bro, we got to put on something new. It gets out of control. But it's pretty fun. When Peyton, your brother, MLB pitcher, played for the Pirates?
Yeah, he did.
He's in Milwaukee now. Has he given you advice about Pittsburgh?
I mean, we loved it here. I mean, it's an amazing city. He stayed in the Strip District, which was an amazing area. I mean, we came up here a few times to watch him play, and I mean, he loved it here. And, you know, just having him in my life as a role model has been amazing, just the way that he goes about being a professional athlete, kind of just taking a lot from him.
That's awesome. All right, last question, and then we'll let these guys go. What do you want to tell Steelers Nation to expect from you?
I mean, just expect someone to come in right away and just work very, very hard. You know what I mean? I'm just willing to take whatever role that the coaches give me and just run with it. I'm super excited to be a part of this organization and be a part of this great city and play in front of these great fans. So I'm just super excited to be here, and I'm blessed, man. I just want to, you know, I wouldn't be here without God. So God, I am.
He gave the very mild manner answer. Peyton, I want some energy. You're a linebacker. I need them to feel it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I got, like he said, I think Jesus Christ brought me here for a reason. This brand of defense that I grew up watching, I mean, even if you go back to the 2010, 2012 Steelers defense, like, that's who I am. That's how I play. And, you know, I like to take people's heads off, and I like to fly around with the best of them. So.
There we go.
But exactly like he said, whatever role I'm approached with, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to come in, work as hard as I can. And the end goal for both of us, I mean, not speaking on his behalf, but I mean all of us, is to get a Super Bowl, and that's what I'm here to do. Help.
I got to work on it too.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you to you guys especially. I know you got a busy schedule. Take these moments in. Appreciate you guys being able to come up. But, you know, we're hoping for the best. Can't wait to work with you guys. One more time, give a round of applause for these guys. Before we get into everything else, what does it mean to be a Pittsburgh Steeler?
For me, it means a lot. Like, growing up, a lot of my family and friends were Steelers fans. Again, growing up, I never thought I would play for the Steelers, but just being here, like, it feels like family, it feels like home. I'm just, like, really blessed to be a part of this community, bro. Like, I've been here for 15 minutes, and I love you guys. Like, you guys are one of the best fan bases I've ever been around.
So with getting drafted to the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's a lineage of great wide receivers. Talk about the tradition and what you're walking into being a Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver.
I mean, just playing for the Steelers in general, like, some big shoes to fill. You're always going to be a contender. You're always going to be one of the better teams. And just being a part of that team and being a receiver that's got to come in and play and, you know, help a team win, I mean, for me, like, I'm not nervous or anything. I just feel like I'm happy. I'm excited to play for this team and just get to work.
That's what's up.
Are you prepared to make a bet with this guy this year come November?
Of
loser,
course.
Loser wears a hoodie. Probably the fourth straight year you're going to be wearing a Michigan hoodie.
We got to do, like, the whole fit and the shoes.
Yeah, I like this guy. That's a confident man, too, right there.
Now, y'all just had all these people drafted, so we making that bet.
We can make it.
Yeah,
just be cool. Ready to wear a 3X, you know, O-State sweatshirt.
Y'all have been favored the last 3 years, and it hasn't worked out very good for you. No matter where the game's played, either.
So. I'm going to give the talk before the game, I'm handling that.
Sure, okay.
Oh, man, I don't even like talking these questions. Man, this is killing me. But talk about winning the national championship this past year. You know, you guys went on a run. Obviously, there was a lot of pressure elsewhere, but you guys stayed intact. That process must have been pretty special.
Yeah, you know, going to the playoffs two times in a row and losing, it's not a good feeling. And we had a lot of guys who were on the edge of coming back or mm-hmm. transferring, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of questions going into that last year. And, you know, being the team we are, everyone deciding to come back, everyone deciding to put their own personal gains aside to, you know, be a part of a team and really get a goal. I feel like that's what it was about. You know, it was never about the stats. It was never about any accolades. It was just about the teammates coming together and putting the differences aside to get a ring. Like, that's what matters is just rings. I don't think anything else really matters.
So how did Coach Harbaugh prepare you for – the next level?
Yeah, just being a role model for me, a guy I can learn from and trust and you know, talk about football and talk about my personal life, and him giving me his experience and things like that, and just making me become a better man and just getting me ready for not just football but for real life, and just making me become a better man. I feel like he really helped me grow up.
So with that, did he ever, how many times did he walk around with no shirt on, just khakis?
Never. I've never seen him, like, even, like, he go in the cold tub, like.
He goes in the cold tub?
Cold tub, like, polo on.
Oh, no. Wow.
Polo?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Polo
on? Khakis, polo, everything.
This is y'all head coach y'all get excited about.
He get freaky.
Hey, man. That's a national champion coach, though, you need to refer to him as, okay?
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
Is it going to be awkward seeing Troy now that you beat him in the national championship?
No. Maybe if I lost.
So it's more awkward for him.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Probably not, honestly.
What'd you do after the national championship?
I had a flight in the morning, so I just hung out with some boys and then.
Flight in the morning?
Florida. Get ready for the Senior Bowl.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. I like it. Coach, talking about Coach Harbaugh, he did not eat the chicken because it was a nervous bird. What about you?
You asked me if I ate it?
Yeah.
I caught it.
I will say, his stance changed on that, too, the nervous bird thing. I think he changed. I think because he got a bunch of chickens and they started laying eggs for him. So I think he thought they were good workers. So that his stance did change on that.
Okay.
Just saying.
You went to the same high school as the Herbigs.
Yep.
You know them pretty well?
Yeah, Nick. Yeah, we pretty much like grew up together. Played JV. Varsity, that's my dog.
Oh, wow.
I was just talking to him before this.
What did he have to say?
Just like, congrats, like, if I need anything, like, reach out. Yeah. It kind of felt like didn't miss a beat, like, just regular call. But it's surreal that we're on the same team now. So that's pretty dope. Cool.
Did you go over his house and eat all the food? Because his mom can cook.
Not yet. I'm about to. I need a home-cooked meal, too. I know his mom will be whipping it up.
She comes in during the season, she throws down.
Yeah.
Really, what's she making here? Was she...
Man.
Everything.
She did like spam sushi. You think it would sound nasty, but it is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? The ribs? The, it was a special type of ribs. They were amazing. I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
You talking about the Calbee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yes. Name a guy you're excited about playing with this year.
Oh, Russ. That's my dog, bro. Yeah, He could be the real deal, man. I love him. I grew up watching him. Like, I'm excited to get to work with him, man. Like, for real. I was up all night just thinking about it. Like, I'm ready to work.
That's what's up. Has he reached out yet?
Yeah, he called me last night. It was kind of funny. Like, there's no caller ID. So it was just like the numbers, and they said, like, maybe, and they said, Russ. It was Russ. Oh, shit. It was cool.
That's dope. With that, you know, you're a wide receiver who likes to catch the ball, but I've seen plays of you dominating people running the ball. Speak to being a wide receiver who wants the block.
I feel like it's just like an extension of a passing play. You know, if my running back or even my O-linemen are going to sacrifice their body for me, then, like, I'm no better than to do that for them when they're trying to make a big play as well. I feel like it's just very unselfish if you don't want to. It's just something Michigan put in my head, like, just don't shy away from it. Like, just, if it's going to help the team win, just let's do it. Let's dive into it. Let's be all committed to it. Like, I just feel like that's what it comes down to. And plus, I feel like it's like fun, too. Like, when you get a pancake or you shed a block, like, it's a different feeling than catching a pass.
Very true. Very true. Explain the draft process for you. How was that, going through everything?
It was good, like I said, from the national championship to the Senior Bowl to the combine to pro day visits. It's been good. It's been a long process, but, you know, obviously it paid off, and I'm just excited to kind of be over with it, but very excited to just have a team that I want to play for.
You drove in this morning?
Yeah, like 4 hours.
Ooh. Ooh. Excuse me. And then the last question. What can Steeler Nation expect with you?
I feel like I'm going to be a guy who's going to come in and I'm going to work my ass off and I'm going to get everything I got. I watch a lot of receivers get picked in front of me, and I'm just hungry. I'm ready to prove people wrong. Mm.
Well, I want to say thank you for coming on, yeah, Not Just Football Podcast. It's been an honor to talk to you. Not a Wolverine, yeah, but now a Pittsburgh Steeler. Yes. I'm looking forward to that.